Menachem Liebman, Parshas Ki Savoy.
Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, Shulchan Aruch Siman Tov Kuf Pei Hei, Si'if Beis. Achava says, Kodim Sheyit Yitka, Yivorech Lishmoya Koil Shofar, V'yivorech Shechayonu. Before he blows Shofar, he makes two brachas, Lishmoya Koil Shofar, and Shechayonu. The Ramah is Moisif, Ve'en Chiluk, whether you're making the brachas for yourself, where you're also being yotza with these tekiyas, oishik fayotza, he's already been yotza the tekiyas, umavorech lohitzi achirim, and you're making a bracha to be yotza others, learning for others. Afilo hocha, mavorech atikea, shtei brachas haniskores. Says the Ramah, there's no difference whether you're learning for yourself, whether you've already been yotze and you've been making a bracha for other men, you still make the one who's blowing makes both brachas, both asher kedishon mitzvos mitzvon lishmai kol shofar and shechayonu. The Gaon says this comes from a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that all brachas, even though you've already been yotze, afa b'sheyotze moitzi. All brachas of mitzvahs, even though you've already been yotze the mitzvah, you can still make the bracha for somebody else. That's the klal of arvus. We know kol yisrael arevim zeh lezeh. We're all responsible that not only we should keep the mitzvahs, that everybody should keep the mitzvahs. So even we've already been yotze, we still have kilu the right to make a bracha. It's not called a bracha levatola, and we can be mitzvah somebody else with a bracha. Now, the Mogen Avraham says, the Mogen Avraham brings a Trumas Adeshim. Mogen Avraham Sukkot and Gimel says, on the Ramah, who says that even if you are blowing for other, you've already been Yotze, and you've already been Yotze, you're now only blowing for other people. The Ramah says, it's still fine that the Tekeah makes both brachas. The Ramah quotes the Trumas Adeshim, which says, V'toyiv Yotze she yivorech Hashemea. It's better the one who hasn't been yotze and is listening now to the tekiyas to be yotze, he should make the brachas. Ela she'ein noigim kei. The minig is not like that. The minig is that we allow the baal tekiyah to make the brachas. He makes the brachas. Even though really, halacha speaking, it would be better that the one who's being yotze makes the brachas. So in Trumas Adeshen, only men. Everything. This is all men. All men. All men. We'll come to women later on. In Shuvas Trumas Adeshem Kuf Mem, he explains that this, that min adin, he talks about somebody who's listening. Yeah, somebody who the Baal Tekeah is blowing for himself. He considers him a choilas. That's the normal case. Somebody who didn't manage to get to shul, he's a choila. So he says, since the Ikka Mitzvah is the Shmir, the hearing of the Shofar, and that's why we know the Bracha is Asher Kedishonu Mitzvos V'Tzivonu Lishmoya Koil Shofar. So because he is hearing the Tekiyas, like the Baal Tekeah, why shouldn't I make the Bracha myself? Just like I'm mechuyev to hear the Tekiyas. Not the one who's blowing. The one who's blowing has been yotzer already. He's been moitzi me. So why shouldn't I make a bracha myself? And he says, well, you can't compare it to the people who are here, the tekiyas in shul. And there we know the Baal Tekeah makes the brachas himself. Because there the Baal Tekeah is mechuyev himself to be yotzer the shofar. So because he's doing both, he's blowing and listening, so therefore it's better he should make the brachas and everybody should be yotze with him. But in our case, he says, the shliach is really not mechuyev. So the shliach, one who's blown his tereya, is not the bachiv. It's the choyler, the one who's hearing the tekiyas, wants to be yetzer. And I can do the hearing myself. The one who's doing the shemir is that they're actually being mekayim the mitzvah. Why shouldn't they make a bracha? Because the one who's mechuyev. He says, even though the Baal Tikea is being machshir him, enabling him to hear the shofar, so he compares it to somebody who needs help putting on tefillin. Somebody who ties tefillin on for somebody else. He's not able to put tefillin, he needs a bit of help to put on tefillin. Who makes the bracha? The one who wears the tefillin. Why? Because who's doing the mitzvah? The mitzvah is wearing the tefillin. The person who's helping him is being machshir, enabling him to be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. And therefore this doesn't matter, even a woman can help a man putting on tefillin, because the mitzvah is wearing the tefillin. So it's just the other person is just enable him to wear to be mekayim the mitzvah. So who makes the brocha? The one who wears the tefillin. So the Trumas Hadeshen, that is exactly the same as shofar. Somebody who's been yotzer shofar already and is blowing for somebody else who wasn't able to come to shul. So the pshat is, the one who hears, the shemea, is mekayim the mitzvah. The one who blows is putting on the tefillin, enabling him to be mekayim the mitzvah. So really, he should be making the brocha. But he finishes his kach ner min adin. So really, when somebody is blowing again for somebody who's been yotzer already, really the one who is listening, he who hasn't, who's been yotzer listening, he should make the brocha. Ela she'ein noigim kach. The minig is not like that. The minig is the Baal Tikea, even if he's been yotzer already, he's blowing for other people who haven't heard, he would make the brocha. That's what the Trumas Hadeshen says. Carries on the Mogen Avraham. That's the first bit of the Mogen Avraham. Carries on the Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham says, Umishechionu loy diber klum. The Trumas Hadeshen never spoke about who makes the Shechionu. He spoke about the Lishmoya Koil Shofar, really the one who's listening should be Yetzer, but the Minig is the Tikar makes it. And he never spoke about Shechionu. And he carries on, and then he brings a Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchas Brochas, that Rambam says a klal like this. Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud. Echot ho'isa mitzvah la'atzmoy. Both, no difference whether you make a mitzvah for yourself. Echot ho'isa mitzvah la'acherim, somebody makes a mitzvah for others. Mavorech koidem asiyasa shekidishonu b'mitzvah yisov v'tzivonu. Aval einem mavorech shechionu elo al mitzvah sho'isa oisa la'atzmoy. Shechionu, you only make if you do a mitzvah for yourself.
If somebody puts on tefillin, someone else who can't do it himself, can the meniach put tefillin on instead of the molach? Can the person?
No, that's mitzvah shebegufoy. Shlichus doesn't help. Shlichus doesn't help a mitzvah shebegufoy. So it's not shayach shlichus. So all really, can you just help him to be mekayim the mitzvah himself? So the Rambam seems to be making a chilik between the brocha of the mitzvah and the brocha of shechionu. If you, by the brocha of the mitzvah, that says the Rambam, even if you do a mitzvah, we'll see exactly what the Rambam is referring to. That the one who is doing a mitzvah for somebody else, not really in the case of tefillin, but the one who's doing a mitzvah for somebody else, then he makes the brocha on the mitzvah. Shechionu, what you make shechionu, shechionu, that only the one who's actually, you only do the one who's actually being mekayim the mitzvah. So if we would take the Rambam, we would apply the Rambam to shofar, it would come out that the one, the Baal Tikea, makes lishmoya koil shofar, and he himself should make shechionu. But we don't do that. Das is nisht, that is really, nobody does that. Not the Ikar Adin, because if Trumas Hadeshen is mashma Ikar Adin, he should be making the Shemea himself. He's Mekayim the mitzvah, he says it's like tefillin. He should be making that brocha as well. Well, and the Pashas of Trumas Hadeshen is both. He doesn't talk about Shechionu. But if the Rambam says that even the one who makes the mitzvah, he makes the brocha of the mitzvah, Shechionu belongs to the one who's doing it himself. So it's definitely the Choyra, Kal V'Choyma, that the Trumas Hadeshen who holds that you make the bracha on the mitzvah, you should be making Shechionu.
Twice. Kol Yehuda is making it twice. According to Trumas Hadeshen, making it twice. Once when he hurt himself, Now he's blowing for somebody else.
Yeah.
How can you make shayfa twice?
How can I make lishmoya kol shayfa twice?
It's not arvus, it's like kiddush.
So it's arvus. Yeah, it's also chelik mitzvah. It's part of kiddush. And what happens when you make kiddush for somebody else who's already been yotz kiddush on yontif, and don't you make shechayonu as well? It's a chelik of the kiddush. That becomes chelik of the kiddush. So there'll be arvus on that as well.
Okay,
that's that's only Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, I'm saying. So
yeah. Okay, that's only the Rav Chodim also. Okay, that's what we'll have to. Who's going to have the Beged Chodosh then? And that, So he brings the Rambam, and then he says the Rambam like would split that he himself should make Shechiyonu. Then he says the Rabbi Yosef Kosav ain't a minik. The minik is not like the Rambam. So he says the minik again. The minik is not like the Rambam. The minik is that everybody that the Shemer makes both. So the Mogen Avraham finishes al pizeh, and that's why the Ramo wrote in the Haggah that the Baal Tikeya makes both brachos. We don't do like the Rambam that he himself makes Shechiyonu. So we do that everybody makes. He makes the Baal Tikeya makes both brachos. And the cut finishes off the Mogen Avraham. V'nira li sheminig zehu la'anoshim, to the men she'enim yoidim. If somebody can't make the bracha himself, so okay, the Baal Tikeya will do the whole job, do the brachas for him. Avul mi sheyedea yivorech la'atzmai beis brachas. If somebody's able to make the brachas himself, he should make the brachas himself. V'yoytze aliba de kulei alma. You'll be yoytze aliba de kulei alma. And then he brings v'chein kosef ha'knesses ha'kadoyla. The Rambam Mairi Davke B'mol Ben Chaveiroi. When did the Rambam say, this is the Rambam, that you split the brocha from the Shechayonu, that the brocha on the mitzvah, the Shiliach makes it. And the Shechayonu, the one who does the mitzvah himself, says the Knesset Gedoyle, the Rambam is talking about Davke, a moil. Somebody's doing a bris on somebody. Then, in Eretz Yisrael, we know that people make Shechayonu and a bris. So the moil makes the shekichon mitzvah of tzivono al amila, and the avia ben he makes the shechionu. Dafka in that case, when you're doing a maisa or a sukkah or a kaver mezuzah lachaveiroi, somebody makes a sukkah la'atzmo. The Gemara says Medina, you can make shechionu. So then the one who makes the sukkah, he would be making a shekichon mitzvah of tzivono la'asos sukkah, and the one who sits in the sukkah would be would make shechionu. V'chein ikar. So he's explaining Kilu the Rambam which we mentioned, who says that we split the brocha from the brocha on the mitzvah from the Shechionu. So he's asking, why should we split it? Either or. Either the one who's Mekai in the mitzvah should make both, or the one who's been with him should be making the brochas. So he explains that the Rambam, in fact, he's not talking about all cases. The Rambam is talking about only a particular case, not shofar. The Rambam is talking about a case when somebody is doing a maaser mitzvah on somebody else. Let's take the easier case, a moil. A moil does the bris milah for, he's doing a shliach, he's doing the mitzvah for, and the father can't do the bris himself, so you get a moil to do the bris for him. So there, says the Rambam, that who makes the bracha shekichon mitzvah tzivon al amila? The moil. Why? Because what? The father's not doing anything. The father's not doing anything. So the bracha shekichon mitzvah tzivon al amila, that belongs to the one who does the maisa mitzvah. The shechionu, who makes, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're living to, that we have, that we come, that we have this opportunity to do the mitzvah. That's the avia ben. The moil does it daily. It's nishkoris the simcha for him, this particular bris. Yeah, he's just doing somebody else's bris. Whereas the simcha of doing it, that's on the father. He says that's why the Rambam splits the brocha from the mitzvah from the shechionu. It's doing when you do a maisa. So the one who does the maisa mitzvah, he makes the brocha on the mitzvah. And the shechionu, he says he's not mekayim the main mitzvah. The one who's mekayim the main mitzvah is shechionu v'kiyonu. Masha'inkin, when it comes to shofar, says the Knesset HaGedolah, when the Ikar Mitzvah is, like we said before, the Shmir, hearing the Tekiyas, so therefore when somebody blows for him, and he is Yotze, so really, The Shemea is, I'm doing kind of the whole mitzvah. It's not like, yeah, there's nobody else who's doing the mitzvah for me, Betzim, because the Ikka mitzvah is, he takes on, is the Shemir, let's say. So there the Rambam will moider that the Shemea, yeah, can make both brachas. Even though the Rambam says, when it comes to a moil, who's doing meal on somebody else's child, he makes the bracha al shekichunzos al amila. And the father makes shechionu, that is because the father's not doing anything. Who's active here? The moil. But who's mekayim, who's the hamaisa, has the hamnor of the mitzvah, who's the main mitzvah, is the father. Mashenkin, when it comes to shofar, when we say that mishofar, the main mitzvah is the shmir, so it's considered as if the one who's hearing is doing everything. I'm doing the main thing, like somebody's putting tefillin on me. Who's doing the main thing? The one who's wearing the tefillin. Who is being mekayim the mitzvah of shofar? The one who's listening to the shofar. Shofar is the actual mitzvah. Here the Rambam will be moider that the one who hears the shofar, he would make both brachas. So that's why the Mukhar Abram says that even the Rambam, who holds that by Mila, you split up the brach, the brach of the Oysa, the mitzvah, to the Shechionu, will be moider by shofar, when you're blowing for somebody else, the one who hears, since he's Mekayim, the main mitzvah, so he would make both the Lishmoya Kol shofar, and the Shechionu. Now the Machzis HaShekel is Moisif one more Chiddush. And he adds a Chiddush like this. He says that by Shofar, when we say the one who hears the Tekiyot, the Shemea, is Mekayim the Ikka Mitzvah, so as we said, he makes the both Brochas. If he doesn't want to make the Brochas, or he can't make the Brochas, he can make a Shliach, for the Baal Tekeah should make the two brachas for him. Because he's got the one, he's the Bailim, the one who makes, he's the Ikka one who makes the two brachas, he can make a Shliach. And here he says a big Chiddush, and that's why it's a Chiddush. So when it comes to Bris Mila, if the father of the child is not able to make Shechionu, then the Moel can't make it for him. Why? Because he says, I'm not a proper Bailim. When I'm a proper Bailim, then I can make a shliach that you do it for me. So by shofar, when I'm the ik, be mekayim the ikka mitzvah, I can make both brachas, so I can make a shliach. If I'm not able to make the brachas, so you make the brachas for me. Mashenke, when it comes to bris mila, as we explained, that we split mol a mol ben chaveri, yeah, when a moil. So we say that the moil makes is doing the mice. There's a mice mitzvah which the moil is doing, and therefore he makes the bracha. And he just makes the brach of Shechayonu because he's got the one who's is benefiting from the mitzvah. Here you can't make a shliach to the moil. I'm not making Shechayonu, says that. So you make Shechayonu for me. He says, here it wouldn't go. Because I'm not a proper Bailim Gemurim. I'm not doing anything. I'm not active in the mitzvah. You're doing the whole mitzvah. So here he says, I wouldn't be able to make a shliach. It's a big chiddush. Yeah, you have to ask the Moilim and Eretz Yisrael, what do they do when they do a bris for somebody who the father can't make Shechayonu? Will he be making the Shechayonu for them? But according to the Machzis HaShekel, his chiddush is, he says they can't. Because they're not the proper bailim. It's a joint effort between Mila. Because the moil is doing the mitzvah. There's a ma'aser mitzvah. Moil is doing the ma'aser mitzvah, and he's mekayim the mitzvah. So I'm not a proper bailim. So therefore I don't have the koyach the big chiddush to make this that he should make shechionu for me. Yeah, shliach. So that's right. So, yeah, he's right. He's a shliach, and that's how the father's mekayim is mitzvah. If it wouldn't be shlichus, yeah, would be a problem. How do I have the mitzvah? So I do have the mitzvah because I'm making shliach. But Sofkosof, he's doing the mitzvah. Yeah, you mean if the shlichus helps for the mitzvah, why should it not help for the shechionu? You're asking. Yeah, it's a point what you're saying, because you're saying the ikka mitzvah does help shlichus. And that's why you're doing the brocha. But it seems to be, since even though I'm making a shlech and you make the brocha, but still the shechionu belongs to me. So since the shechionu is a bit of a different department, shechionu is the one who has the keilu, the simcha of the mitzvah. And since that is a joint thing, so that for that I can't make a shlech. Yeah. I hear your point. And the Ikka Mitzvah, you're saying, that's up Shlich, that's why I make the bracha. Since Shechionu is a different department, that I can't make a Shlich. It is a big Chiddush of Bazish, that's what the Machzis HaShekel says. I'll call upon him. Let's get back to...
Sorry, if there's no father, Who's mechabit the moyim? The beistin or the mother?
Pashas, yeah, yeah. Pashas bezdin, the mother. I don't know if the mother is, yeah. Could be, I don't know if the mother's any more than the rest of Klal Yisrael. Bezdin, perhaps.
Because she can't make sense of the shechiyonim. Because he's not mechayegos in bris.
That's right, yeah. I don't know if there's a shechiyonim there. Let's get back to Shoifa. So, Meila, the maskon of the Mogen Avraham is, the Mogen Avraham says like this, that somebody who knows, who's able to make the brachos himself. We're talking about somebody who didn't manage to come to shul, and somebody is who's heard the shofar, the Baal Tikvah has already blown his shul, is going to his house to blow for him again. Says them, so the what says finishes says the Mogen Avraham Maskana is, if you know to make the brachos yourself, you should make the brachos yourself. And he says, I'll be yotza liba de kuli alma. It's the lashon of the Ramah. If you know how to make the bracha, you've already yotza liba de kuli alma. What's the Kule Alma? So explains the Machzah Shekel, because according to Trumas Adeshen, we said he should be making the Brichas HaShofar, because he's the Ikku one. He says it's like the Tfilin, yeah? That's the Kilu, the Moshel of the Trumas Adeshen. Somebody's blowing for somebody else, it's like he's helping somebody to put on Tfilin. So therefore he should be making Brichas HaShofar. And Shechiyonu he never spoke about, but he says Mistoma, he'll be moided to the Rambam, that the one who's the one who is the Shemer can make Shechiyonu. Well, just like the Rambam, just like he's moved it to the Rambam, says the Rambam holds, even by Bris Mila, it's always the one who's Mekayim the Mitzvah and makes Shechiyonu. And the Rambam, we say, will also be moved. When does the Rambam split the Mitzvah from the Shechiyonu? That's only when there's somebody else is doing a Maisa. But since blowing Shofar is not considered a Maisa, according to Trum Sadeshen, it's considered like just helping somebody to put on Tefillin. That's the Chiddush, that's how he's learning. So therefore, the Shemeah should be making the Tzedakah both brachas, and even though if the Tikeah makes both brachas, he'll be Yitzer as well, like as they state, like the Knesset Deila says that he can also make it, that. Even according to the Rambam, when does the Rambam split them? That's when there's no Maiser. But by Tikeahs, it's okay that he should make both brachas. Of a mitzvah boy, yosef mishluchoi. So that's the maskon I'm not going to want. If you're able to make the brachos themselves, you should make the brachos himself. Mitzvah boy, yosef mishluchoi. If you're not able to make the brachos himself, then the Baal Tikvah can make the brachos for you. This is all talking about when you're blowing again for men, which are b'nei chiyuva. So then there is a klal, well, they have to hear shofar. So I am responsible to see that they hear Shofar as well. So therefore, even though I've been Yotzim myself, I can make a brocha for them. But, says the, when it comes to blowing for women, that's the simon later, Tovkuf Pei Tes. So there, the Ramah says that the Mechaber holds women don't make a brocha on mitzvah seishas man karma. Like women would not make a brocha on sukkah, and they wouldn't make a brocha on lulav either. So mechabels, if noshim are paturis mitzvah seishas man karma, they shouldn't be making a brocha. The Ramah says, a minig is sheha noshim mevarachos on mitzvah seishas man karma. The minig is that women do make a brocha on mitzvah seishas man karma. So therefore, says the Ramah, here's, by women, they should make a brocha themselves, aval acherim lo yivarchu lehem. Others cannot make a bracha for them. Im kva yotzu ve'inu tekim rak lanoshim. So here it's different. When you're only blowing for women, which women are paturos for mitzvah seishas man karama, says the Ramah, if they want to make the bracha themselves, gesundheit. We pasken like Rabbeinu Tam, that if noshim would like to make a bracha on mitzvah seishas man karama, they may, and it's not considered a bracha levatola, because they want to put themselves into a matzav as if they were mechuyev, and they're allowed to blow. But for a man who's already been yotze to blow for them, how can he do that? For myself, I've been yotze already. What do you want to tell me? Arvus, I'm mechuyev to see that you should hear shofar. Well, you yourself are not mechuyev to hear shofar. How can I be? You can't be a guarantor for somebody who's not himself not mechuyev. So since she's not mechuyeves to hear shofar. So therefore, they can't make a bracha for them if they've already been yoitzer. They themselves, the same thing. Or they themselves? You mean because of is the chiyuv of is there the arvus by chiyuv drab by mitzvah drabonon? Good shaila that they have. So. No, Reb Chaim, what you mean that the other shittas, the machava who holds that women should not be making a bracha on mitzvah seishes van gromer, is because they can't say the tzivon. But here, according to Rabbi Natan, we're not bothered about the tzivon. Because the tzivon goes general on the cloud. So therefore, they themselves could make the tzivon. What we're concerned is, you can say the bracha if you want. But what do I have to do, what am I to have to do with your mitzvah? I've been yitzvah for myself already. You don't have the mitzvah. How can I make a brocha for you? What shaychas have I got to you? It's not considered a brocha, it's a brocha levatola. That is, it's not the vitzivonu. The vitzivonu is the other shittas who hold that women themselves can't make a brocha on mitzvah seishes man goroma because they're peturois. So then it's like you're saying, if I'm peturois, how can I say vitzivonu? But Rabbi Nadam says, no, vitzivonu goes general on the Am Yisrael. So that's not so much the problem. It's the problem, how... If I've been yetzer already, what right do I have to make a bracha for you, who you yourself are not mukhayeves to make the bracha? How can I be guarantor for something which you're not mukhayev at all? So the women, if they want to, they can make a bracha themselves, but others cannot make a bracha for them. So therefore the Lavush says that if somebody is only blowing for women, so what should you do? You should blow for them before you go to shul. And then, it's okay, because then you haven't been yetzer yet. So then, the Lavush says, when you blow, if you want to blow for women, and you want them to be able to have a brocha, and they're not going to want to make a brocha, some women don't feel comfortable to make a brocha, so you should blow for them before you go to shul, and then you haven't been yetzer yet, so then you can make a brocha. Then the Mogen Avraham says it's not such a good idea because you shouldn't blow in the Gimel Rishonos. You're not meant to blow in the first 3 hours because the din is taking place the first 3 hours of the day. The din takes place, and therefore you should better blow for them after Tekis and Pesach Knesses, and then don't make a bracha for them either. They want to make a bracha, and if not, so they'll hear without the bracha. So now, I want to ask you, Rabbi, what do you think is pshat in the Lavush? The Lavush says that. Because if you've been yetzer already, then you can't, when you're blowing for them, make a brocha. So when should you blow for the women? Blow for them before you go to shul. Blow for them first. What does the Lavush mean? Does the Lavush mean that I want to be yetzer together with the women before I go to shul? And then it's fine. I'm making a brocha for myself as well and for the women together. Then that's okay, I can make a brocha. Or does the Lavush mean that... Even if I don't want to be yoitzer now, but the fact that I still am mechuyev to his sheif, I have the chiv on me, even though I don't want to be yoitzer with these tekiyas, I can still make a bracha for women because I'm considered a bar chiyuva because I could be yoitzer now and I have on me the chiv to be yoitzer. I just haven't been yoitzer yet. But still, be'etzim, it's not like if I've been yoitzer already, you can say, well, you're finished, you've done your mitzvah, now you're only blowing for women, you can't make a bracha for them. But if you're blowing for them before you've done a mitzvah, when you're still mechuyev to do it, so perhaps that is not, because perhaps that's okay to do it, because it's since I could be yoitzer with this mitzvah, so it could be, I do have a right to make a bracha for them. So the emes is, if you look in the Lavush itself, the Lavush says, Mogen Avraham is very makasa, the Lavush itself says, when you blow for women, before davening, you should be yoitzer at the same time. A bit at the same time. And therefore, it's not a problem. I'm making the bracha for myself. And then, so then, that's why it's zicher considered, I'm making a bracha. It's not ishka shayla at all from arms. But the emes is, the truth is, let's go jump to a different shayla, which is nice, a similar shayla to this. The mikra kodesh, it's a shayla. What's a Baal Tikea who blows in various shuls? When is it best for him to be yetzer for himself? Should he be yotze the first shul, in the first lot, or efshar the last ones? Yeah, what's the stodim? So he brings two svaros. The Mat Ephraim says that a Baal Teker goes over and makes his rounds to shul and blows in various places, says he should be mechavim to be yotze for yourself in the first shul which you blow. He says, well, then you know you've definitely be yotze. Mitzvah boliotcha al tach mitzena, do the mitzvah straight away, and then you can still make a bracha in other shuls because of the tzibu which haven't been yotze. There's a sefer on Kitzur Shulchan Aruch called.
So if you go to different shuls, the second time he's only yotze the men.
Men. No, once you yotze the men, you can be yotze the women as well. You only can't make only for women, but if you're ready yotze the men, you can make for the women as well. In the Haggos of Lechem Aponim on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says no. You should be mechavan only to be yotze in the last one. Why? He says, I've got a svara. There are some Rishonim who hold, by mitzvah, even though we're very used to this Arvus, even though Avbisha Yotze Moitzi, the Shagasari brings the Bahag, Shittas HaBahag and Shittas HaGoinim, is by mitzvah deraisa, we don't say the klal of Arvus Avbisha Yotze Moitzi. We don't paskan like that, and we say the whole time, you can, once you've done a mitzvah, even by mitzvah deraisa, you can do it for other people and be yotze. But there is a shitta, and shitta rishonim hold, by mitzvah deraisa, you don't say the klal af al pi sheyotzo moitzi. So he says, according to them, once you've been yotze for yourself, then you can't really be moitzi other people. So in order to cater, if you have the choice, to cater for all shittas, he says, if you're blowing in various locations, better, you don't want to be yotze now. I'm not yotze now. But, so when will I be yotze? I'll be yotze the last one. So here, from here we see a yesoid. We see that there's a difference. That you're better off before you are yotze than, and you don't want to be yotze then, than after you've been yotze. Because if he's worried, if this lechem aponim is concerned about the shitta of the ga'onim, that once you've been yotze, already for yourself, the shofar, you can't be yotze other people. So he says, well, so don't blow first yourself. Don't be yotze, don't be yotze first. Devour blow for these people, and only be yotze yourself the last one. But what has he gained? So what's happening the first lot? I'm not being yotze myself, and I'm being yotze the other people. It's vita arvus. Vita, what's the difference when I've already been yotze already, and I'm being blown for other people, or I choose myself, I don't want to be yotze here, and I'm only blowing for this tzibur. I'm also not being yotze with this present tekiyas. But what? I'm saying, well, but I'm also a achroi, and I'm kilis, and I'm mechuyev to see, arvus mechuyev to see that everybody else should be yotze, so I can blow for you. So if you're going to say that the same kilo that you need, the same level of arvus, the same level applies, after you've been mekayem the mitzvah and you want to be mekayem for somebody else, the same thing would apply even before you have your yotze. But your decision, and I'm choosing not to be yotze now, I only want to be yotze with somebody else, be yotze with somebody else, is also arvus, so I haven't gained anything by not being yotze now and being yotze other people. I also have to come onto arvus. So we see, and it says the Mikra Kodesh, from this Shittas Lechem Aponim that he holds, that before you've been yotze, even if you don't want to be yotze now, you don't have to come onto arvus. I have sort of like it's like because it's roi, because I could be yotze now, so I'm considered myself a bar chayuva in order to be entitled to make this brocha, even without arvus. So therefore, if we would go back to apply this by women as well, then according to this, we could say a little bit, just slightly different to the Lavush. The gain, when you want to blow for women, before you've been yotze yourself, yeah, I don't have to choose to be yotze now with these women. No, I want to be yotze later on in shul. But, and even though, you say, well, so how can you be yotze the women? No, and there's no arvus, because if I would want to, I could be yotze now, so it's considered myself a bar chayuva enough to make the bracha now, even just for the women. Yes?
harvest when you're about to move. Which is why it's not just a combination of the two.
No, it's a takana arvus. It's considered I'm a self a bachuva because it's my choice. No, no, it's not arvus. No, I think it's not arvus. According to those shittas I've got in my bag. Yeah. To be able to be moitzi people, not considered arvus. To be moitzi somebody, I have to be myself bar chayuva, and then it's shashlichas, it's not arvus. Arvus is only when I'm not mochuyev. That's when I've been yotze already. But before I'm being yotze already, I'm myself a bar chayuva. I'm doing it for them. They've been.
So if they're not bar chayuva, how come? And you're not being mishavon, so how are you getting this profit?
They want to be mekayim. They want to. They're making me a shliach to be for the mitzvah for them, and I am be'etzim bar chayuva for myself, so I can do it for them. I can say, because I could be yotze, that gives me enough of a kilo the Shem Bar Chiyuva. I'm called a Bar Chiyuva because that, even though without Arvus. Yeah, so Emma says, this is all, yeah, just, I don't want to be, yeah, to be marked, yeah, go over time. To sum up what the Truma Sadeshen is all saying, that all the Truma Sadeshen was all being his, when he was going back to the Rambam, the difference when the Rambam split by the moil. The moil makes the mitzvah Allah mila, and the shechayonu we say goes to the father because he is because he himself is having the hanoah and the main kima mitzvah, and he was comparing it to tefillin. He was all assuming that the main mitzvah of the shofar is the shmir, the hearing the shofar. So therefore, he said somebody is blowing for me is just like. He's putting on tefillin for me. He's enabling me to be makai the mitzvah of shmir's shofar. And just being aware, it's not so simple because it's known that the shita is different. The Rambam Taka says the main mitzvah is the shmir. That's Taka. But a lot of rishonim say the mitzvah is the shmir. But there are some shittas to hold. I mean, if the mitzvah is just the shmir, why does it say in Shulchan Aruch that when you blow for somebody else, you have to have kavona to be moitzi him? And he has the kavona to be yotze from you. If the mitzvah is the shmir, then it would be sufficient to have a tekiah with a bar chayuva, and I'm blowing. Why do I have to be moitze you? So from that is mashman, the Kapos Tamorim says that there's two mitzvahs. The mitzvah is the mitzvah of shmir, and the mitzvah is of the tekiah. And by the tekiah, it helps shlichus, even though a mitzvah shibagufa doesn't help shlichus. Because I can't put in tefillin for you. I can't sit in the sukkah for you. But here there's a gezeiras hakosuv, says the Kapos Tamorim, kol yoyim truyeh lochem. He makes his own drosha. Yoyim truyeh lochem. One truah for everybody. Just like kol Yisrael roi leishiv sukkah achas, there's kol Yisrael to be yetzah with one truah. State do that the shmir, every klal Yisrael can be yetzah with one shmir. So he says, yes, by the shmir he is a shliach. And the shmir, I'm doing myself. Sorry. So by the tkiah, there is a shlichas, and the shmir, I'm doing myself. So according to him, there's two parts in the mitzvah. One part I'm doing myself, and one part I'm doing the shmir. So just being ma'ir, according to that, it's not quite the dimion of the truma sadeshen to tefillin. So it's like somebody putting you on tefillin. The one who puts on somebody else tefillin is not doing any mitzvah at all. Masha Einkein, if somebody is being moitzi, blowing somebody shofar, He's doing the mitzvah of blowing for him. So perhaps this chilik, what we say in the Rambam, the difference between miler and that, because here there's no mice, there there's a mice. His mice is not so ke'ilu, so 100% clear, because by blowing there's also the mice. So perhaps also it would be shaykh to split up You make the lishmoy. You make the lishmoy. Well, you're not making the bracha on the tekiah. That's what probably the answer is. If you would be making the bracha on the tekiah, he would make the bracha, and I would make the shechiyonu. But since the bracha, the answer is probably the main bracha, the mitzvah is the shmir. So they made the bracha lishmoy akol shefa. That's probably why the Trumas Hadeshen said he compared it more to tefillin. That here both brachas go on the one who's doing the ikar mitzvah, which is the shemir. Okay. Ja, ja. 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 Ja, ja